Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates Podcast. My name's Lee.
My name's Peter.
And we're taking stories written by kids and we're turning them into awesome radio plays. Peter, what's today's story?
Today's story, Lee, comes to us from all the way back in March 2013 from a then kindergartner from Raleigh, North Carolina named Reed Beatty. And this story is called The Farm Plays Basketball.
Peter, like we always do, let's listen to the original story that the author sent in to us.
Read it. Take it away.
It was a great day for basketball, the cow said. You're right, said the pig. Yes, just fine, said the horse. Yes, said the farmer. Now let's play, said the cow. Let's divide everyone into teams. One team will be called Carolina. One team will be called Duke, said the horse. Carolina gets the ball first, said the farmer. The cow was on Carolina's team. He grabbed the ball. He scored. Now Duke gets the ball, said the cow. The horse held the ball tightly, his team all around him. The horse almost scored, but Carolina grabbed the ball and scored in Duke's goal. The pig said, we're tied! Now Carolina gets the ball. The farmer is about to shoot. He shoots. He scores. Duke's players are all running around. They almost got the ball, but Carolina scored. The cow said, it's 4-2. Carolina gets the ball. No, Duke gets the ball, said the horse. No, the cow said, Carolina gets the ball. Arrgh, the horse shouted, Duke gets the ball. No, Carolina does, shouted the cow. The cow was angry, and then he and the horse got in a fight. The horse and the cow were screaming at each other, and it sounded like this. Ah! And then the farmer came and talked to them. If you guys want to play basketball, you're gonna have to be nice to each other. And then the horse and the cow screamed right in the farmer's face. Ah! The farmer covered his ears, and then the pig screamed right in the horse and cow's face, and then it got into a bigger fight. The cow shouted, Carolina gets the ball. Ooh, the horse was more angrier than ever. It was a tough day that morning. I can't believe you're doing this. Duke gets the ball, said the horse. And then the pig came in front of them. It should be a nice day, guys, he said. Okay, said the cow. Duke gets the ball, said the cow. Let's play more, said the horse. And then they had lemonade and tea. The end.
That was a high-intensity story.
Lots of dialogue.
Yeah, a lot of tension.
Well, Peter, let's hear the Story Pirates adaptation of that story by Reed Beatty. Here is The Farm Plays Basketball.
All right. Well, hello, farm animals. It is me, the farmer, and today is the day of the great farm basketball match, and I am going to play basketball with you. Now, remember, play fair and no fighting.
Okay, Farmer.
What do you think, Cal?
It's a great day for basketball. The stakes are high. What do you think, Pig?
You're right, Cal. It's a great day for basketball. Get ready for my pig style. What do you think, Horse?
Yes, let us shoe some hooves. It's a fine day for basketball.
Yes, indeed. Oh, wait, what's that, Cal?
I want to play. Horse, let's make teams.
All right, let's divide everyone up into two teams. Cow and Pig will be called Carolina, and the Farmer and I will be called Duke.
Carolina gets the ball first. Take it away, announcer.
Well, here we are on another beautiful day at the farm for a game of farm basketball. It's gonna be a barn burner, baby. The cow is on Carolina's team. He grabs the ball.
I've got the ball. I'm going to shoot.
He scores. Oh, he's really milking it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. How do you like my moves?
Now Duke gets the ball. They inbound it. The horse has got the ball tightly. His team is all around him.
Get around me, team. Let me show you my hoof shot.
Oh, the horse almost scores, but Carolina grabs the ball and scores in Duke's goal. They scored in the wrong goal. This is unbelievable action here today, folks. Everyone is shaking and baking, especially the pig who's shouting.
Oink, oink, we're tied.
Now Carolina got the ball. The farmer's about to shoot.
Look out, all you animals. Time for me to reap what I sow.
He shoots. He scores! Oh, Duke's players are all running around!
Defense! Defense!
Oh, Duke almost got the ball, but Carolina scores! Oh, there's a tie. Oh, there's a timeout. It appears there's a foul.
Bark.
Running across the court. Oh, while the farmer tries to get him, it looks like the cow and the horse are arguing.
It's 4-2. Carolina gets the ball.
No, Duke gets the ball.
No, Carolina gets the ball.
Nay, Duke gets the ball.
Carolina does.
Oh, boy, the cow is angry, and then he and the horse are in a fight. The horse and the cow are screaming at each other. This is not stable.
Nay!
The farmer's going over to talk to them.
Now you listen. If you want to play basketball, you're gonna have to learn to be nice to each other.
And it looks like the farmer has calmed all the animals down. Now we can get back. Oh no! The horse and the cow are screaming right in the farmer's face!
No! Nee!
No!
Now the pig is screaming right in the horse and cow's face!
Nay!
Oh no! Now it's a bigger fight! I haven't seen a farm fight like this since Orwell was banned from public schools!
Carolina gets the ball!
Nay!
Oh, the horse is getting angrier now! He better be careful, he's not called for a flagrant foul! It's a tough day this morning.
I can't believe you're all doing this! Duke gets the ball now!
Oh, now wait a minute! The chicken has come back out on the court, and a microphone is lowering for him!
Bark, 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 bark. Bark, 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 bark. Bark, 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 bark. Bark, 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 bark. Bark!
The chicken's right, guys. Aside from the foul language, it should be a nice day. What do you think, Cow?
Okay, Duke gets the ball. How about it, Horse?
Yes, let's play more. It's the neighborly thing to do.
Well, it looks like things are cooling off here, and all the animals are friends again, and I don't believe it! The animals are drinking lemonade and tea! Do you believe in miracles?
We'd never settle for anything less.
Unbelievable, baby! The end!
And now Lee speaks with the author himself, Reed.
Hi, Reed.
Hey.
How are you today?
Good.
Where are you calling me from?
Raleigh.
Raleigh, North Carolina?
Mm-hmm.
And are you at home right now?
Yes, I am.
So, tell me about Raleigh, North Carolina. What's that place like?
It's sort of boring. No beaches, no nothing. Just schools, stores, apartments.
Man, no beaches at all?
No beaches.
Do you like the beach?
I love the beach.
Yeah, you like the ocean?
Mm-hmm.
If you could live anywhere in the world, where would you live?
I would probably live in Barcelona.
Whoa, Barcelona? Why'd you pick that?
Or London. I would probably pick London.
So why London?
My favorite soccer team is one of the teams there, Chelsea. It would be cool to just have people speaking British, like, all around you.
Yeah, it would feel like you're in a movie or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. And what about Barcelona do you like?
It would just be hot, and like there would be like so much things to do, like go to a bullfight or something.
And probably go to the beach, right?
Yeah.
I like what I hear about Spain because it sounds like you can sleep pretty much all the time and then eat dinner late at night.
Yeah. Except for the school part.
Yeah, you'd still have to go to school. Although,
but I hear like the only thing they do is like play soccer.
Is it true? I think it's true that pretty much anywhere else in the world besides America, soccer is the most popular sport, right?
Probably like in Greece and like places, yeah.
Do you play soccer?
Yes, I do.
What's your favorite sport?
Soccer, but mostly lacrosse.
Oh, wow. What position do you play in soccer?
I don't really play soccer. I like play at school, but if I had to say, I used to play soccer, defense.
And what position do you play lacrosse?
Midi, also known as midfield.
Awesome. And do you play basketball?
No.
Well, that begs the question because you wrote the story, The Farm Plays Basketball, right?
Yeah.
So how did you come up with the idea for that story?
Well, I had never, written a story to you guys before, and I was sort of little, and I didn't know what to write about. And at that time, my favorite, basketball team was North Carolina, and then my least favorite basketball team was Duke. And I thought that would be pretty cool to, make your own match against one another.
That's awesome.
Both teams.
What about now? Who's your favorite basketball team now?
Probably Harvard, because I want to go there.
Oh, cool.
College.
Are they good at basketball?
Not really. They're more known for their braininess.
Right. So are you pretty brainy?
Sort of.
Sort of brainy?
Yeah.
What's your favorite thing to be brainy about?
Probably reading or writing, because that's one of my favorite things to do at school and at home.
And do you write a lot of stories?
Yeah, not much, but I write a lot of stories.
So if you had to give advice to a kid who wanted to write a story but didn't know how to begin, what advice would you give them?
You're doing fiction, you might want to start off as a true story so you know what you're writing about, then move on to the fantasy and non-real life stuff.
That's great advice. I like that a lot. Do you write a lot of nonfiction?
Not really. I've only written a couple nonfiction stories. I usually write fiction.
Cool. Reed, anything else that you want to talk about in the interview? You can think for
us. How do you pick the stories you put on the radio?
It's pretty random, to be perfectly honest. So every month, we get all the stories about whatever the theme is that month, and then each of the actors picks a story that they want to adapt. And so they read all the stories that we get and just look for one that makes them laugh or makes them think, or that they think is interesting, or that they think would be, that they think they would be good at adapting into a radio script.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Makes sense, right?
Cool.
Mm-hmm. All right. I think we're good. That was an awesome interview. Okay. You did a great job. All right. Thanks, Reed. Tell your mom I said thanks, too.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. And if you want to see Story Pirates live in person, come visit us in New York City. We perform on select Saturdays throughout the year in Midtown Manhattan, and we feature new stories every week with the kid authors there to take a bow after the show. Find out the full schedule at our website, storypirates.com. And while you're there, you can pick up a t-shirt for the Story Pirates fan in your life. We also want to take 1 second to give a special shout out to one of our Story Love partners. Story Love is an incredible program where volunteers help the Story Pirates to write positive feedback on all of the story submissions that we receive throughout the school year. So a big thank you to Scholastic Education for all of your volunteer efforts and continued support of the Story Pirates. Please remember to friend us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and Instagram. And of course, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, and we will see you next time.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you! Delicious sushi.
Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you.
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.